This week's episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is sponsored by Blue Roses, the latest release from New York's award-winning singer-songwriter Rachel Sage.
I can get away from you, your tea, and I'm English.
Celebrated for her soulful vocals and unusual keyboard style, Rachel Sage has become one of the busiest touring artists in independent music. Blue Roses, featuring the single English Tea, in stores and on iTunes now. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Indigo Road by lutenist Ron McFarlane, original lute music, and we heard a tune called Pine Tops. That's on Dorian Records. If you've been a regular listener to our program, you may be aware that I like musicians who on occasion push the envelope just a bit, expanding the style through sometimes radical departures from the norm. The next two editions of the Sing Out Radio Magazine will focus on artists playing music just a bit off-center. We'll open the program with Sam Amidon, a musician who grew up in the dance tradition, but now takes traditional-based music to new ports of call. Sam's new recording is called Lilio and features rearrangements of many folk music classics. Here's his rendition of Across the Blue Mountains featuring Bill Frisell. Here's Sam Amidon on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. dress, you are pretty Katie. Come along with me across the blue mountains to the Alleghenies. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride your side. Da da da, da da da, da da da, da da. Drink when we're dry across the blue mountains, goes my Katie and I. They left before daybreak on a dapple and a roll past tall shivering pines where the mockingbirds roam.
Take it off, Harold.
Thank you.
Anonymous Four, along with Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall, and just Over in the Glory Land from the recording Glory Land on Harmonia Mundi Records. Wonderful stuff. We are stretching the envelope just a little bit, pushing the limits of folk music this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, we heard Bill Frisell from his recording The Willies, which featured Danny Barnes on the banjo and the acoustic guitar, and Keith Love on the bass, and Bill on the electric and acoustic guitars and the loops. Yes, sirree. We heard Blackberry Blossom. That's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with a recording that kind of inspired me to do this show. The new one from Sam Amidon. It's called Lilio. It's on Nonesuch. And we heard the tune Blue Mountains, Sam Amidon with Bill Frisell and others playing his take on lots of different traditional tunes. Back in the 60s, John Hartford was a songwriter in Nashville, just getting by, writing quirky songs and accompanying himself on the banjo. Here's one of those tunes that he recorded for RCA Victor Records back in the day, a tune called I Would Not Be Here. Here's John Hartford on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I would not be here if I hadn't been there, and I wouldn't been there if I hadn't just turned. On Wednesday the 3rd in the late afternoon, got to talking with George, who works out in the back, and only because he was getting off early to go see a man at a Baker Street bookstore with a rare first edition of Steamboats and Cotton, a book he would never have sought in the first place had he not been inspired by a fifth grade replacement school teacher in Kirkwood who was picked just at random by some man on a school board who couldn't care less. And she wouldn't been working if not for her husband, who moved 2 months prior to work in the office of a man he had met while he served in the army. And only because they were in the same barracks, an accident caused by a poorly made roster mixed up on the desk of a sergeant from Denver who wouldn't be in but for being in back in the car he was riding before he enlisted, that hit a cement truck and killed both his buddies. But a backseat flew up there and spared him from dying, and only because of the fault of a workman who forgot to turn screws on a line up in Detroit, cause he hollered at Sam, who was hateful that morning, hung over from drinking alone at a tavern because of a woman he wished he'd not married. He met long ago at a Jewish bar mitzvah for the son of a man who had moved there from Jersey, who managed the drugstore that sold a prescription that cured up the illness he caught way last summer. He wouldn't have caught except for some kid all contagious with fever who sat in.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1504. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Indigo Road by lutenist Ron McFarlane, a set of original tunes for the lute, and we heard Dowland's Good Night, dedicated to John Dowland, the great English composer who wrote many pieces for the lute. That's on Dorian Records. We are pushing the envelope a bit this week and next week. Before that, we heard from a trio, a string trio called Time for Three, and their take on Norwegian Wood from their self-titled recording, and that's on Universal Music Classics. And before that, we heard Bye Bye Blackbird and Red Red Robin and Medley from Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer from Rockin' the Uke, and that's on Community Music Records. And before that, that beautiful rendition of Wishin' and Hopin' was from a recording called This Guitar's in Love with You, a collection of Burt Bacharach tunes done by a whole bunch of wonderful acoustic guitarists. That was Arlen Roth with Wishin' and Hopin', and that's on Solid Air Records. And we let off that set with John Hartford from back in 1967, and I Would Not Be Here, one of those recordings he made for RCA before he got big on the Glenn Campbell Show. That's from a collection called RCA Country Legends on BMG Records. We are pushing the envelope a bit this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and imagine my surprise when I acquired a copy of Alison Brown's first recording after she left Alison Krauss's band. I thought it would be straight bluegrass, and she's a great player. Turns out it was quite different. Here's the leadoff track, a tune called Mambo Banjo from Alison Brown on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
myself, come on home. But my doctor said, take it easy, take it easy, girl, take it easy. But your love, your love, much too strong. I'm added to your chain, chain, chain.
Daryl Anger's Republic of Strings, featuring the vocals of Chris Webster, and Don Covey's classic, Chain of Fools, featuring Daryl along with Scott Nygaard, Rushad Eggleston, and Brittany Haas. That's on Compass Records. And before that, we heard from Sylvia Harold and the Rhythm Bugs, and a tune that was written for an Edward G. Robinson movie many years ago called The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. It's not the same one that Bobby V. had a big hit on. That's from the recording The Spider and the Fly from The Rhythm Bugs and Sylvia Harold. That's on Tuxedo Records. And we let off that set with Mambo Banjo from Alison Brown's first solo recording on Vanguard Records called Simple Pleasures. That's the lead-off track, Mambo Banjo. We are pushing the envelope this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And here's Edgar Meyer and Chris Thiele and a couple of tunes about a pig.
mouth that gets the cheese. And you know what that means. You know what that means.
Back when I was in music school all those years ago, they used to call that music concrete. That was The Second Mouse from Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott from their recording Real Time, and it closes out that recording. I could just imagine them sitting in the studio picking up random instruments and adding it to the mix. Good stuff on Howdy Skies Records. And before that, we heard This Is Not the Pig, and This Is the Pig from Edgar Meyer and Chris Thiele and their recording on Nonesuch Records. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we've been pushing the envelope this week and next. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1504.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out.